see the Targum. Let's see the Targum Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin. If we read the Pasuk Kanisya, is Shlomo inquired, Avodim Ushvachos of Mevayis Hayali Gam Mikne Avokar V'Sayin Harel Hayali Mikol Shoyo Hayal Lufnai V'Yushalayim. Okay, in this Pasuk it talks about that Shlomo Melech he acquired cattle, sheep, Bakar Ratzon, Harbi Hayali, more in the beginning of the Pasuk was Avodim Shvachas. Let's see the Targum, Pasuk Zayin, Kinesi Avdin Ve'amhon Mibnehon Dechon, Ushor Amimim Nuchroin. So he teaches over here and talks about Avodim Shvachas, he's referring spiritually from the nation of Chom. Chom is Canaan. From Chom came the nation of Canaan. Ushor Amimim Nuchroin. Exactly what it says. African slaves. That's what it refers to over here, according to Targum Avodim Shvachos. And then when it says of Nevayis Hayuli, according to the Targum, it means. Also including in that is Ushaar Amimim Nuchroin from other foreign nations. So these Avodim Shvachos is from Bnei Chom and from Ushaar Amimim Nuchroin, other foreign nations. Next, then when it says of Nevayis Hayuli, the Gizborim Dim Manan al Mizono de Beisi, and I appointed these people to be in charge of the food. I appointed Gizborim, administrators, to be in charge over the Mizono de Beisi, the food of my home. Havoli, what? Okay, Havoli, Hayoli. Then it goes on, Far Noso Yossi, to support me or to provide my needs. Vios Enoshe Beisi, the people of my household. Tre Asar Yarche Shata. For the 12 months of the year, period. The Chad and one officer, good morning, Lefar Nosusi Biarcha Dibura, and one officer to support me in the leap years. Okay, so in other words, 13. Over here, he totally adds all of these ideas into the pasuk that does not say. All these very bizarre things. That there were 13 administrators. Each administrator was in charge of 1 month. It's a pretty good job. You only have to work 1 month a year. They only paid 1 month. They obviously had to support themselves. It says over here, yet the yos enshe vesi treyasar. Enshe vesi treyasar yarche shata. The chad, they were 12 people. Treyasar yarche shata. Enshe vesi treyasar for yarche, the months of the shata. The chad, one lefar no susi biyarcha di ibura, in the leap year. Yeah.
What's his source for this information?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I really. It's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. A lot of the targum we have emuna that was written al pi ruach hakodesh. He adds, he embellishes a lot of them. Sometimes he embellishes, sometimes he doesn't. But in this particular case, he says to exactly. There were anshe beisi for 12 months of the year, and one for the leap year.
Oh, it tells you that to be a gizbar is a hard job. You can't take it more than a month.
More than a month?
More than a month.
Okay.
Right. Rotate.
Okay, and in the end, he's very simple. The end, there's no embellishment for the last part of the pasuk. It says, Af kinyan toirin v'on. I also acquired oxen. Toirin is oxen v'on. On is sheep. I acquired Havali Yatir more, we call it Do Rayod Havo Kodamai, but more so than all of the generations. We call Shahayu Lufanai, he does add in that one word, generations. All it says in the Pasuk is, we call Shahayu Lufanai more than anyone that preceded me. But here is the generations that preceded me in Birushlem. Okay, so that's Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Ches. Yes?
What did you say? Because it says that the name Bias. Plural, hoyoli, singular. So maybe he's inferring that any 1 month he had only one, but there were multiples over the year. Bnei Bayis is plural, hoyoli is singular.
No, it's a collective noun.
Yeah, Bnei.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know. Okay, interesting idea. Interesting idea in the Hanami, right. Okay, okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches is Pasuk Ches Konesos. We'll read the pasuk first. Konasti ligam kesef is zahav uskulas malachim v'hamedinos. I acquired silver and gold, treasures the treasures of kings, v'hamedinas, we discussed this yesterday, either means a national treasures from the lashon of the Medina, or it meant among the merchants, the underground economy. I also was involved in the underground, the merchants had their own economy, I was involved with them. And then he goes on to say, I made myself sharim v'sharos. We had two interpretations, either means he organized choirs, male singers, female singers. It was Rashi says, musical instruments, and some are called male, some are called female. In fact, I saw yesterday, in preparing, I saw that Lesilbash, someone learned from this pasuk, the halakha Lesilbash ish,
gever
silmas isha. A man is not allowed to wear a woman's garment. So Chazal take this to mean lav dafka clothing. It's even true when it comes to utensils, for example, weapons. Chazal learn, is a woman allowed to wear, to dress in a army uniform,
battle gear.
So some want to say is that if they're in battle gear, even is she allowed to bear arms? Is a woman allowed to bear arms when there's no emergency? So some say no. For a woman to pick up a weapon, is a violation of le silbash isha. Even though it's not. Okay, you know what I mean. So we learned this. One of the sources is Yoel. So one of the sources is Yoel. Yoel, when she killed Sisera, how did she kill Sisera? The peg of the tent. Why didn't she take his sword, his weapon, and kill him with his weapon? Or she must have had a concealed weapon. Why didn't so soft? Okay, this is a controversial idea. I don't know if it's controversial. Could be the Kadmonim say this, is that she was nizer. From here we learn halach, the fact that the pasuk goes out of its way to tell us that she used the peg of the tent instead of using a weapon. It's going out of the way to tell us indirectly that a woman, for her to take a weapon in her hand, is also a violation of Lo Silbash. He says gever, but the reverse is true as well. A woman is not allowed to take a utensil. So it doesn't only mean to wear, it means even to use, to be involved in something that is typical for men. Chazal say that it's dark.
The way too, if I can tell my wife that you shouldn't touch a dish towel.
This is what the Mitzri, we know that this was one of the things that the Mitzriim tortured the Inui Oysan in Egypt. One of the forms of torture that the Egyptians brought upon Klal Yisrael is they forced men to do the labor of women, and they forced women to the labor of men. It is, but here is another. This is a very interesting idea. So yesterday, I remember where I saw this, is that there are certain musical instruments that were only used by men, and there were certain musical instruments that were only played by women. It was a certain nature. Women have a certain what?
Harmonica.
Okay, I don't think today, I don't think there's any statistics such a thing, but there's...
In most orchestras, a harp is usually women.
What?
A harp is usually a woman in an orchestra because she has more nimble fingers.
Okay, so could be...
That's the only...
So maybe there is something to it. Maybe there is something to this with string instruments, more women, is they dominant? Really?
Women on the harp.
And today now there's the new thing, everywhere you see these fancy videos by these very... Okay, I don't know. It's a very interesting idea, but it's an interesting idea if this is true, not true, but it's interesting we have over here, so according to Rashi, means mine zemer. And there's mine zemer in the plural, in the masculine and in the feminine. So what does it mean masculine? So we want to say, you know, a zohar is a noisein, and an isha is a makabel. So that means in an orchestra, there are certain instruments that take the lead, that are more dominant. I'm sure there are some terms for this in music. And there are certain instruments that are more in the background, are more subtle. They accompany. They're there to provide support for the more dominant musical instruments. So you would say that the instruments that are more pronounced are the male instruments, and the instruments that are providing more background music or more support for the first fiddle, no, they are called the female. But another idea is there were certain types of instruments, this is what it says, that it was the minhoka oilam. Women, this is what women play, this type of musical instrument. Men don't, like saying that the the harp, he's saying string instruments, women have more of a koyach or harp, and then one the tube, well, what's it called, a tuba, which is more, you need a koyach of a man, so that's more, so maybe in a chanami, so those instruments were miyuchad at kidei kach, to the degree that if a man would switch with a woman, there would be a potential of a violation of halacha of le silbash gever simlas isha at kidei kach. It's a very, very big chiddush to say such a thing. I don't think today we live in a world where, you know, women go into combat also. Today it's a whole different type of world. So, you know, how far does halacha change? Does the halacha change in what the derech ha'olam is? But it's definitely a very interesting idea. Okay, let's see.
How much you see that also when Miriam was singing with the women?
The tof. She took Batikach Miriam as a tof biyada. She took the tof. So what's the tof? It's a drum. She took some type of...
Tambourine.
So does that mean only a woman would use a tambourine? Men did not wear a tambourine? Maybe in a chanami.
Yeah.
So that's okay. That's what it says. Let's see. Now that's what it says. One more time. Shonim sharois. Okay. The pasuk goes on. Vesanugos mei adam shida vishdos. Now we learn yesterday both according to the targum. That is before you see the targum. We learn according to the mitzudas and according to Rashi. Shida vishdos refers to different types of chariots, different types of exotic boxes in which you would sit. Eglas tzav. Typically, in time of Chazal, people, the wagons were exposed. But a very noble person would have a wagon that was covered, a cabin. And that's what it means, Shida Vishidos. Shida, I think Rashi said Shida was the main one, and the Shidos was the feminine of the support group. You have ones which are not unique, but they're very beautiful as well. Now, it doesn't say this over here in the Targum, but some say the word Shida Vishidos refers to demons. And the Gemara actually says this. The Gemara Mesech the Gittin, it means a demons that he made for himself. V'senigos me'adam shidah v'shidos, that Shlomo HaMelech was moilech on the tachtoinim and on the elyoinim. The demons in heaven, they provide some type of purpose. Shlomo, he recruited them into his service, and that's what the pasuk alludes to with shidah v'shidos. That's the Gemara Masech Negin makes this. Let's see with the Targum pasuk Ches ki kinashis li a'af oitzim kisaf dahav. I collected for myself treasures of silver and gold. Yafilu maskalin, the weight. I had in such enormous amount, even the midos, the maskalin, the midos, umoz novon, and the weight dikshot. Meaning that even the scales, when you would go into a supermarket and they would weigh how much rice, how much flour, the metal, the weight was not lead, like is typical today, lead or iron. It was, the weight was gold. That's how affluent, how much wealth was possessed by Klal Yisrael. Even the weights in the store were done from gold. To the degree Moz Novan means the weights, the kshot of MS, those stones, Avadis min, I was made min the... What?
We don't have that word. We have Moadnin.
Moadnin, okay, so it maybe means the same thing. Okay, I'm not sure. I have here Moz Novan. Was made from gold. Avadis min the hafta, was made from good gold. There are many types of gold. Here he's calling it fine gold. The Tisberei Malkin. Tisberei means the treasures of the king. U Filchin, and the pearls. Is Yehivuli Lichraga.
Also, Palkin is just palaces.
Palaces? Okay, I have over here a translation of Margolios, yeah. Pearls. Okay, could be different things. Is Yehivus Li Lichraga was given to me as a head tax. Okay, they gave to me, all of these things were given to me. Was given to me as taxes. So he's adding, obviously he's embellishing, how did I get all of these things together? We discussed this yesterday. Did he acquire all this wealth through his chokhmah, through business, or did he acquire this through war, or did people, as some wanted to suggest, that it was given to him as a gift? So here the Targum tells us none of the above. There was no war, there was no business, there was no gifts, it was nothing more than head tax. then tax. Lich ragoch charos hetax. Then he goes on to say, now here's where the Targum greatly embellishes the pasuk, and this is consistent with what he said a few pesukim before. All of these things he did not for his own personal glory. He did this all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Beis HaMikdash. Avadis the Beis Mukdishah, I made in the Beis HaMikdash musical instruments. Zeinei Zimara, Klei Zemer, so that Lizamara V'hon Levo'e, that the Levim should play the musical instruments when the Korbanos were offered. Al Korbanaya, at the time of the offering of the Korbanos. V'kasroi Sin, that means harps, that's a kinar. V'abuvin, that's flutes, harps and flutes. Lizamara V'hon Zamoraya, the singers, so that the singers should sing. V'zam royo sa, the bass mishdaya, in a bass hamishda, the chamra of wine. What?
That's the males and the females, isn't it?
That's going to be, well, at first it says, he says really both. I think that's Sagud Nugos. Okay, let's see, there are two different things. See, first it says that he made musical instruments for the Beis HaMikdash. Then it goes on to say that he made more musical instruments, specifically from the harps and flutes, for what? The male singers and the female singers. The bass mishta, right, okay, the bass mishta yod chamra, in the bass mishtei hayayin. Now, what's the bass mishtei hayayin? In the bars. In the bars, there were bars in Yerushalayim. Wow. Today, this was.
Necessarily the bass bar.
In the palace. In the
bar. Okay, the bass mishtei dechamra of wine. Okay, so now, how do you break that up into the pasuk? So you go back in the pasuk, it says over here, Konas ligam kesev ezav uskulas v'loch v'hamedinos. So hamedinos, he seems to go back and go to the pasuk. The silver and gold is in general. Then when it says the uskulas v'loch v'hamedinos, it seems to refer to the weights. Right, that was the first part. What he says, I made even the weights, the medinos, lashon of a midah. It appears that the word vahamedinos he's translating as a midah is a measurement. We discussed this. What does it mean of the word vahamedinos? Either it means the medina, or the whole medina umedina, or maybe it means the merchants that we discussed yesterday. But really, the Targum is saying the word vahamedinos comes from the word a midah, measurement. The measurement, and he's trying, at least according to this gear, so this version that I have, he's something to suggest is that the weights, the gold, the weights of the measurements were also made from gold and silver, in addition to all the treasures of the king. And then where did he get all this from? He got all this from taxes, he adds in. Then when it says he made sharim v'sharois, so he's adding quite a bit into the pasuk. He's not really explaining, he's saying, number one, I made musical instruments for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Levim to use when they would sing, when they brought korbanos, and I also made musical instruments for them to accompany the male singers and the female singers in the bass mishtei hayayin.
That's what he's.
No, because then I wanted to say that, but then the next words are similarly the tanugos. Because then he says v'safnukei the tanugos. That appears to be the delicacies b'nei enosha of mankind v'di musya and. And the musia, it means ubei vinovon mar zevin dishadion maya. It means, I'm not sure what that word means. It means, he doesn't even translate, I don't think he really translates it over here. It means over here, he made also v'safnuke b'nei enosha v'dimusya v'dim saya. I don't know what the word v'dim saya means. Uvnei v'novon mar zevin d'shadion maya fo shorei umar zevin d'shadion maya chamimei. It's pools of water, which some pools were lukewarm water and other pools were hot water. He provided tanugos v'nei adam shida v'shida. So he's translating shida to refer to a pool, a spa. That had lukewarm water, and a shidos is a spa of hot water. That's how he translates these words over here. The tanugos, the delicacies of man, where they would pour in these locations hot, lukewarm water, and place where they would cast their hot water. Okay, so he obviously, the Targum provides quite a bit of elaboration of what exactly are all the things that he did. It means to flow. It means like a gutter. A gutter means where water flows. A channel of water was guided to a place where that a pool of water.
Public channels.
Yeah, that's what it seems to say.
But female singers from
Shepherd Lady? It doesn't say singers over here.
No, that's the second one. It says, it means players, but when he says the male and female, so he seems to be saying that's in the base Mishteh Hayayin, that's not in the base Hamidash. It's both. First, he says, I made musical instruments for the Levim in the base Hamidash, and I also made musical instruments for the male singers and the female singers that were singing in the base Mishteh Hayayin.
He says before, he made basically Dosha Zaino Zimra, the Zimra behind.
To sing with them.
Instruments to play with them.
Right. We are in the Beis Mikdash. Avadis bebeis mukdisha zeine zimara lezamuchain levo edelavim al korbonaya. On the korbanos. You have that?
To play.
On the korbanos. And then he goes to say, what else did I do? I also made the kasrois and kasrois. That means a kinar, a harp.
They made the instruments. They should play. The men and the women. The
where? But where?
The
read.
Instrumentalists and the
females. The abuvin. Flutes. Lizamorovahon zomaraya. The singer should play with them. Zamoraya vizamaryosa. The male and female singers, the bass, Mishtaya de Chamra, in the place where they drank wine. So two different sets of musical instruments, one to be used in the Beis Hamidrash by the Levim, and one...
What I'm saying is Zimra doesn't necessarily mean to sing with the mouth.
Yeah.
It means to play them an instrument. The instrumentalist is called...
The instrumentalist.
So you had male...
Instrumentalist and female instrumentalist. Okay. Today it's a new thing. You see these very fancy weddings. They have now female musicians.
For the women?
No, for the men.
I had
by the chuppah. What? When you got married?
No, when I got
were your children? Yeah, you had a female for the whole wedding.
Yeah.
The whole wedding. Okay. Years ago, when I went to weddings, I never saw such a thing. I never saw a female musician. Just never saw it. I never thought about it. It just happened to always be men. Today, by the chuppah, today I still know. I only to the Haredi weddings that I've gone to. I'm sure, but the ones that I've gone to today, by the real Haredi weddings, they have now they became a new thing. The people who have money to spend on this, they have by the chuppah. They have a big show. They have a 20 piece orchestra, 25 piece orchestra, and usually, more often than not, it is many of the instrumentalists are women.
Oh, really?
Yes. And then by the wedding, by the reception, then they just have a small regular band.
The square they have in the wedding is the men are on the ground floor. Band is on the middle floor where there's no room. It's just about them here where the band is behind the
upstairs, so you don't even see them.
The women are two flights up.
So they don't even see them all together.
So, to go, so the men don't see the women and the band is behind the curtain. Right. So that neither could see.
No one could see each other.
Are they all from
the men have men waiters and the women.
Who?
Have women waiters.
The men and women. The women. Where are the women from?
When talking about Hamikdash?
Yeah.
No. It's the only men serve. That's clear. Only men serve in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's what's very bizarre. So Shlomo Melech Hasek, for my own private pleasure. We discussed yesterday. I had a state dinner every night, and we had entertainment. Entertainment was provided by singers, male singers, female singers, and we discussed this yesterday. How could there be a female singer called Beisha Erva? So in Chlami, Rashi shies away. Rashi says we're dealing with musical instruments. One are called male and female. Okay, but notice the Targum. So we have really here now a third translation for the word Shida Vishida. Dose. Pool spas of hot water, lukewarm water, not like Rashi and the Mitzvah. Rashi and the Mitzvah both translated to means chariots, cabins on the move. And like we mentioned, the Gemara Masechta Gittin refers to the demons. Shlomo HaMelech recruited the demons into his service. Okay, Bomo Pasik Test. Let's read the Pasik. The Gedalti Yosef Mikol Shahayel of Nayel Yerushalayim Af Chach Masi Amdali. I increased more than anyone that existed with Yerushalayim, but my Chachma remained with me. Targum Pasik Test. The as gisi tuva, I increase more. The oisefis, I added usra, wealth. min kol doraya dehavo kodomai, more than all of the generations before me, Birushalem. He's saying the same translations that we had before. The audience says min kol shahay lefonai. The Targum always adds in more than the previous generations. Biram, however, choch mesi kamasli. It remained with me, and here he adds in a few more words. Vehi si'o yosi. Does not say this in the pasuk. This is what Rashi added. It's not only did the chokhma did I not forget my learning, my chokhma. It enhanced me. It helped. It enabled me to acquire this great wealth. Okay, there's a medrash that says Li is begematria 40. There are many parallels between Shlomo HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days in Shemayim, Lechem lo yachalti, Mayim lo yishasisi. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moiser Nefesh for 40 days in Shemayim to acquire the Torah. And according to the Medrash, all of Moshe's Chochmah that he acquired his entire life is rooted in the Mesiras Nefesh that he expressed during those 40 days. Shlomo HaMelech did exactly the same thing. Shlomo HaMelech is Af Chochmasi Amda. Why? Li. Li is Lamed Yud. 30, 10, 40. Due to the 40 days of Amda Li that I stood 40 days like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mesiras Nefesh, it was boot camp. It was training ground. It was a tkufa, like that, the tkufa in my life where I trained, my disciplined myself, Chachma, with Mesiras Nefesh. That is what allowed me to acquire Chachma throughout my entire life.
I read Moshe Rabbeinu. If Hashem had given him the Torah,
it's been a gift, he would not have acquired it, right?
So could he say Shlomo HaMelech also?
Well, yes, Shlomo, it was a gift. Hashem said, what would you like? And Shlomo said, I want wisdom. So in Echonami, it was a gift, absolutely. But here, everything you know, has multiple parts, multiple dimensions. Hashem just did not give Shlomo HaMelech the gift of Chochmah, not for the fact that at some point in time in his life, he was Moser Nefesh for Chochmah. You can be Moser Nefesh for something and you're not going to get it.
No, but Moshe was also Moser Nefesh.
And it was a gift. Everything, but he couldn't. As a gift, so same thing, exactly the same thing. The pasuk makes it very clear that the chokhmah of Shlomo was a gift, and that is alluded to in the medrash in this pasuk. On the li, the 40 days that I stood, like Moshe was, amadati bahar, amadati bahar, ar bohim yom, ar bohim laila, lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo yishasisi, amadati bahar is exactly what the pasuk here alludes to as Shlomo Melech. Shlomo was chokhmah. He came one notch less than Moshe. The Chazal tell us the only difference between Moshe and Shlomo is that Moshe understood the Tam of the Paraduma, whereas Shlomo did not understand the Tam of Paraduma. But there are parallels, and that parallel is alluded to over here in the word Amdoli. And all. Yeah? It doesn't say, we don't know. We don't know exactly when. It's not clear. Exactly what 40-day period was Shlomo HaMelech, Moser Nefesh, like Moshe. I don't think it's recorded anywhere. But that's what the Medrash says.
How long did he live?
Shlomo, 52 years.
40 plus 12.
40?
He was 12
years old, but 40 days, we're talking 40 days.
40,
you want to say Lee's 40 years, what Moshe was able to accomplish in 40 days, he took him 40 years to accomplish. That's an idea in Echonami. Also, by the way, some explain that's why the Mem of Mishlei is large. The Sefer Mishlei begins with a mega-sized Mem. It's a very large Mem. So why is there a very large Mem? So one of the reasons the Medrash gives is exactly this reason, because the Mishlei Shlomo is the Chochmah of Shlomo HaMelech. Where did Shlomo get that Chochmah from? 40 days and 40 nights. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu said about himself, Anochi amadati bahar arboim yom varbom laila. We don't really understand what it's all about, but it means that this was a tekufa of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, for Chochmah. The Mem of Mishlei is large, and the Li here is large as well. The Li here as well, yeah.
So you said you got most of this wealth from taxing the people. Right?
According to the Targum.
So I don't think the people were happy, because after he dies,
Rechavam,
right, there's a rebellion.
Split, there's a rebellion, very good. So you want to suggest that it's hinted to, the rebellion already is already started at the time of Shlomo HaMelech.
No, what happened, if you recall,
his advisor
told him, go easy.
You know,
go easy.
And he said, no,
I'm going to be stronger. What's the background? So he's saying very good. Obviously, they were frustrated. So where was the frustration? So you're saying very good that it's alluded to in this Targum. Because if not for this Targum, we really don't understand. Maybe people had a very good life. And with no taxes. Tax-free society. And Shlomo HaMelech acquired his wealth from wars, from gifts, from who knows what. Business. He was a very successful businessman. What? His father, no, not 1,000 wives. 1,000 father-in-laws working for him. Not the wife.
So he had the money from the father-in-law and the wife were working. So he had double income.
Okay, but the Targum is very revealing. The Targum says a shocking word, karga. Okay, little hints in Targum open up new worlds. So he's saying very good. So you see here people already who experienced the bitterness of taxes, and now we understand when Rechavam took over, what is he going to do? Follow in the ways of his father, or was he going to go easy? And that was his mistake, his fatal mistake, with the Malchus split from him and Yeravim ben Nevat. Very good. Okay, Af Chachmasis review, we learned this, the famous medrash that Tirasi Shalomda Ba'af Omdali. No pain, no gain. That af means anger, it means frustration, it means tsar. The only what was the chachma that omdali that I took away with me in my life, that I took with me to Olam HaEmes? It was the chachma that came af, came through exertion, through toil, through sweat. Yeah, it means through hard work. Af is a term which means anger, but it means a lot of emotion and a lot of effort. Effort, the chokhmasi that came through af, that is the chokhma that omdali, that what I learned sitting on the beach chair with a pina colada, is not something which remained with me. This is the famous chazal, we mentioned this yesterday. Okay, let's go now on to the next pasuk. Pasuk yud. V'chol asher shalu einai. All of the items which this is a continuation, this really sums up. This really is the conclusion of all of the enormous wealth that we learned in the previous psukim. V'chol asher shalu einai. All of the things which my eyes requested. Shalu, remember, what does Hashem ask from you? The word shal means either to request or to borrow. Now there's right away a little bit of musr here in this pasuk, is that wealth in this world is just a halva. It's just a loan. You have to give it back. When a person leaves this world, you give back. Someone once, I went from a very wealthy person who he loved to play in the stock market. He loved to dabble in the stock market, and at times I know from inside sources he made a lot of money, and I know that other times he lost even more money. So I think he once told my father, Zohar Levracha, he says that when you make a lot of money in the stock market, it's just a loan. Because the nature is, it's addictive.
Easy come, easy go.
You get the confidence, there's no one that's spared. You're going to invest it back and you're going to lose it all. So those days you make a lot of money, it's nothing more. And that's really what this pasuk says. V'chol asher sho'alu einai. My eyes requested, or really my eyes borrowed. You have to acknowledge that when a person is successful, nothing is forever. Money is not, it's nothing more than a loan. The money will ultimately go back to its source. V'chol asher shu'alu einai lo yatzalti vehem, I did not deny myself. The word yatzalti is a very unusual word. A lot of mafarshim, they struggle. We'll see in a few moments. But we'll translate it now loosely. I did not deny. I did not withhold. Mehem. Well, it's really a synonym for the word monati. Obviously, the word atzalti is there's much more depth in the word atzalti, but let's just translate it now with the same as monati. Le monati eslibi. I did not withhold my heart. Mikol simcha. So here we have the eyes and the heart. Remember that was the chait of the meraglim. They put their peh before their eyes. They put their peh before their eyes. Lemonati has to be mikol simcha. I did not withhold my heart mikol simcha. Ki libi simech mikol amali. I allowed my heart to rejoice in all of my toil. Vezeh hayecholki mikol amali. And this was my portion from all of my Torah, which simply means the simcha that I had at that moment in time, the simcha that I had, that is what stayed with me, but nothing more. Because the wealth ultimately went back. I just had a temporary moment of joy. It's not bad either. You can have a temporary moment of joy in this world. It's pretty good. Let's take a look at the Mitzudos, Rashi, one thing at a time. Okay, Pasuk.
Of having big eyes, you want more than you have.
Yes, it's addictive. That's nature. Okay, let's see the Mepharshim. We'll see one thing at a time. Pasuk Yud. Let's see the Mitzudos. Let's look at the Mitzudos David, Pasuk Yud. Now before we do actually the Mitzudos David, let's look at the Mitzudos Tzion, Otsalti. What is the translation of Otsalti? Inyan Hafrosha v'Havdala. Lo Otsalti, I did not deny. It's denial, right? Havdala means to separate.
You didn't separate yourself
from it. I did not separate myself from it. Deny myself. It's seemingly the same exact thing as monati. How do you differentiate pointing them to the stub of the word otsalti from the word monati? It's almost exactly the same thing. It's very hard difference. Havdala. Let's see over here the Mitzudos David. Mitzudos the Pasuk Yud Shalwe Nai Lefish Ein Alev Chamed Kiim Achar Shira Hadavar. So the question over here is the Mitzudos stuff is asking the obvious question, why does he put the heart after the eyes? It's Kriyashma. V'loy sosudu achare levavchem v'achare einechem asheratem zoinim achareihem. Well, there Rashi says the lev is, the ayin, Rashi says the ayin is royeh, ayin is royeh, and the lev is choymet. The eye sees, that puts a seed. When your eye sees something, that right away it begins to percolate. And it stimulates the eye. So l'fi she'ein halev choymet kim achar sheroho es hadavar. After you see something, that's when the heart begins to percolate and wants to desire. L'ze amar sho'alu enai v'rotze loymar kol hadvarim shebikesh libi v'chomar oisam. All of the things which my heart desired, loy hivdalti es atzi mehem. So the big picture of things over here, and the big picture is, I did not deny, but the order is first, my eyes requested to see, I gave a look, that look caused, it stimulated me to desire it, and I did not deny myself from it.
Maybe that's the difference between a salty and a nati. A salty is, I didn't be lazy to not do it, and the nati is in the left.
In the heart.
Back,
but from lazy is with an
iron. Yeah, I know. But right. To do. One is physical doing, the one is withholding by...
Looking. I did not...
I'm not thinking about it.
Alright, okay. Something along those lines.
It's interesting that until here, everything was talking about the left. Yeah, since he was open, now he's starting to talk everything about the iron.
The iron, okay. Okay, let's see the next words of the Mitzvah of Mikol Simcha, Mikol Davas, Samech. All things which bring joy, Kilibi, Rotzolemar, Im Omnam, Shebeisik, Elu Hadavam Hoyulid, Itzavoy Ma, Lithi Amol Shebuham. Even though it's true that when I was working, at the time of labor, I was sad. I was sad due to the toil. Im Kol Zel Lo Yozavti Oysam. Why? Because the joy, the degree of joy that my heart had prevailed upon me, erech itzavon ha'amol shohaye be'enai, oh, prevailed upon the sadness that was in my eyes, kima'at kot, for a small amount, mol simchas halevav, relative to the joy of the heart. So what he's saying over here is that when I was working, it was a mixed bag. There was sadness and there was happiness. The sadness was the hard work. The hard work caused me tsar. But that tsar was minor relative to the joy I received in attaining this wealth. V'zeh hoyechelki, hasimcha levada is hoyechelki mikol amoli, av she'amol hoyeitzavon v'simcha, even though my toil was both a mixture of sadness and joy, im kol zeh lokachti li'atzmi chilek hasimcha, I took for myself the joy, because that we mentioned before prevailed, that was more. V'chelek hoyeitzavon hashlachti mineged, I abandoned the sadness, you have the ability to forget about bad times. Rotsa loymar loy chashashti al hoitzavon ki im al hasimcha levada. I was able to ignore, I was able to control my mind and to abandon the tzar and only focus on the simcha. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk yud lo yatzalti lo yuchakti libadel mehem. Same thing. I did not distance myself from separating from these things. V'chein v'yetzal min haruach v'yitein al hazikenim. So what does that mean? It means he separated some of the spirit, and he put Moshe Rabbeinu when Hashem gave point the Shim Zekanim. So Vayotzel. So how do you translate the word Vayotzel in that context? So here he's saying Vayibodel, to separate a mount from a ruach v'din al Zekanim. Kiminoyro Shemalikim imenu neiros harbe ve'ein oiro chosarklom. So Rashi is saying something. He's saying a lot more. It's like a candle. A candle, yeah. When you light it, when one candle lights another candle, so on one hand, it appears that you're giving away. How can I light another candle? But the truth is, you're not giving away anything. You remain, the original candle remains the same exact way it was before. So if you want to take that and add that into this pasuk, the chol asher shalu einai lo yotzalti mehem, it means that I didn't have to give up anything to get more. Normally, you have to barter. The person, you want to get a new car, you got to trade in the old car, right? How many cars can you have in your driveway? The driveway only holds one car. So what do you got to do? I don't want to give my old car. I love my old car. So I get another car. You have a whole parking lot. Everything like that. Everything's like that. So that's what maybe where Rashi's coming to allude to, is that just like when it comes to Atzalti, when it comes to Neros, when you light one Ner, the original Ner remains intact. When it comes to his wealth, and it comes to the Simcha that he experienced, every new additional degree of Simcha did not come at the expense of denying himself something else that he had. He'd have to sell one apartment to buy another apartment. He'd have to sell his house in America to make Aliyah. That's what seems to be saying Rashi, like one Ner, the word Atzalti, Lerechakti, Lehibadl Mehem, Vayim Yotzam, and Aruach, Vayitin Al Azkinim, Kimenora, Shemalikim, Imenu, Neros, Habe, Vayin, Oira, Chosar, Klon. Maybe
there's something missing.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. You have to do a scientific sub, but seemingly, nearly nine. You take one candle, you light another candle. Nothing is really missing from the previous candle. You very carefully light the other candle. It uses its heat to ignite another candle, so nothing is missing. Maybe that's what he's alluding to here by quoting this idea.
Whatever he wanted without using up.
Like a regular person, like I say, you want to go buy a new house, you have to sell your old apartment. You have to sell your old one. You need the money. You have to switch. Not by Shlomo Melech. I wanted something new. I didn't have to give up my yacht to go. I didn't have to give anything up. Every new edition of Simcha was not at the expense of another delight, enjoyment that I had in this world. What?
I'm reading it, I have a different term of Simcha.
Simcha?
Yeah, well, according to the Sforno.
Yeah?
We have a Sforno here. He says, well, it's out to him. I don't understand it. I'm just trying to understand it.
Ka'omroi vayidaber alo eitzim, vayidaber alo behema. Okay, mikol simcha ruchnius. I did not derive from a simcha ruchnius hamuseges behesig haseichel, intellectual satisfaction. I'm not exactly sure what he means. I think he means that simcha leyotzalti mehem. We have the word atzilus. What is word atzilus in English? It means nobility. Right, they write about this. They write about certain tzaddikim.
Bad no,
what?
B'nei Yisrael.
There means the young. There means the youth. Yeah, the youth. You know, but that the
means it's also referencing the higher up.
Higher up.
So is he making a difference between
physical pleasure and intellectual pleasure? Maybe he is.
That's the word simcha, and then the other one means material
of cholsha. I'm not sure. There are all different types of simcha. You want to say v'cholashashalu mehem. So you want to say that means all intellectual, all is a physical pleasure, and then v'lemanati yesliv mikol simcha. He means intellectual simcha, right? So he means that you want to say is that Shlomo Melech did not deny himself intellectual, physical simcha, joy that comes from benefiting from the material world, and did not deny himself pleasure from the senses. from the mind, intellectual simcha. Yes. Okay. Now here's a very important Rashi. This is a classic. This part, and there's a lot of beautiful ideas on the next Rashi. V'zeh ha'yachelki, and this was my reward. So we already learned the mitzvahs. The mitzvah says is that the mitzvah. Let's read you the mitzvahs. The Mitzudos, it says a very simple pshat, he said, not simple, but he says that when a person works very hard, when you work hard to accomplish something, there is a mixture, a taruvis, of sadness and joy. The sadness is in the effort, the toil that the person puts into acquiring something. The joy is the result.
Satisfaction.
The satisfaction of achieving and the satisfaction of accomplishing. So when it's all over, what are you left with? You really have both. You have the bad memories. You have the memories of all the pain, all those sleepless nights, all of the abuse, all of the difficulty, and you have also the satisfaction of accomplishing something. So, what's the third emotion? Okay. We're not only load the past. Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay. So he says, "V'zeh ha'yichelki." According to the Mitzudos, he's saying that Shlomo Melech was the master of controlling his mind. He's able to say, "Listen, I finished. There was pain and there was joy. The pain I'm going to release. I'm never going to think about it." Can you imagine? That's a very great talent for a person to release, to be able just to select. To let go. I'm going to select and focus on the simcha. V'zeh ha'yichelki mikol amoli. It's a very profound idea of the mitzvah. So what he's saying, I toiled, I suffered, I accomplished, and now it's over. How am I going to reflect upon this event? I'm going to release the pain into a world that I'll never know from, and I'm only going to take with me into the future the joy of accomplishment. The zehoyachelki, this is what I want to focus on. Rashi now is saying something very, very different. Rashi, zehoyachelki, the achrei asisi kol eila, ein li miklum ela zeh. After I've done all of this hard work, all I have is this. Now, what is this? So Rashi is seemingly not even telling us a pshat. He's only telling us a drush. He's telling us a drush. What's the drush? Rav Shmuel. It's machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rav Chanan one says maklai, stick. The Chanan one says kodo. Kodo means a pot. Rashi translates it. Nikida shel cheres. It is a pot of earthenware. Shel shoysim bo, that you drink from, like a basin, from which you drink from, a mug. Now, and that's all I have left from all of my toil. Now, seemingly Rashi is going back to the idea that he said multiple times. He keeps on referring to this as Ashmedai. The Shlomo never lived this down. He was depressed for the rest of his life because of this. That Ashmedai, the king of the demons, succeeded in dethroning him, in removing him from his position, and he wandered for 3 years all over the world. How could it be? How could it be me, the Shlomo HaMelech, V'chacham Mikolodim, I built a Yerushalayim, I accumulated more wealth than any human being in the world ever accomplished, and here I am, I'm a beggar. I'm a beggar walking in the streets, all I have is a makil, a stick, or I have a mug. Now what the mug means, for the homeless people, probably Shlomo HaMelech, he is the one who instituted this. Is this, did they provide social services? And what are the social services? They give them a mug, or they give them some soup kitchen. You come and you get a disposable container to drink your soup. That's all I got. I have a stick, or I have a mug of soup, of water, which I drink. That's what they give the homeless people. How could it be? What? A bowl. All right, a bowl to eat. That's all I have after all those years of accumulating wealth. It goes to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Hashem wants a person to be poor. After everything that he does, he's not going to be successful. We'll all be taken away from him. That's seemingly how Rashi learns the pshat. The pshat and the pasuk very different than the mitzudos. The mitzudos says, I'm a happy man. I worked very hard. I suffered, I accomplished, and I'm now able to select the joy and go forward. I'm very happy with my accomplishment. Mitzvah, she says just the opposite. It's a depressing pasuk. after everything is said and done, I walk away with nothing but my stick or my bowl. Then Rashi brings down a agada. The yesh poishim mi medrash agada. Some interpret the pasuk based upon the agada called inyan bebate medrashos v'talmidim ubate kinesios. In reference to the bate midrashos and the talmidim bate kinesios.
Now, the medrash, that medrash actually, that's the one about the bowl and the manda amar kude, manda amar kisharte. That's in the medrash, not the other piece.
Wait, so what is the matter? I'm a little confused. I didn't.
What's your interpretation?
This measures is in Kohelet. That's what you have.
Yeah. Okay, look at the Siv Sei Chachamim. Look at the Siv Yeish Pesh. Look at Ois Gimel. Look at Ois Gimel in the middle of the Siv Sei Chachamim. The Yesh Poshim Medish Agodish Al Ikoinian Bebase Botim Midrashas, Uva Oisa Medish Dorsha Yarts Mechitzim, Elu Ami Oritz, Shaboim Shaimim, Vikosh Larashi Lomokora Ami Oritz Yarts Mechitzim, Vidivirashi Yesh Yesh Poshim Medish Agodish Al Ikoinian Bebase Midrashas, Vyats
Mechitzim.
He's referring to that's the next. Okay, I thought I prepared this, but obviously I missed out on something. Okay, I'm not sure what this means, so we have to leave this for the next time. But okay, I want to just point out something else that there's a very famous gra on this Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel says the makel and the kodo, the bowl, it refers to the two halachos that Shlomo HaMelech enacted for Klal Yisrael. The makel alludes to eruvei techumen. Who is the one that was misakin? He's not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos. Shlomo HaMelech. According to the Torah, you're allowed to walk on Shabbos Yud Beis Mil. Yud Beis Mil. Shlomo says, no, you can't walk Yud Beis Mil. You're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos unless you make for yourself an Eruvei Techumen. The Makel is an object which is a walking stick. In ancient times, everyone had a walking stick. So the Makel alludes to this, that a person would want to walk on Shabbos, they may not travel more than 2,000 amos. It was Shlomo that made that takana. The bowl refers to Netilas Yodayim. Who was the one that was misakin that you're not allowed to wash, you're not allowed to eat bread until you wash your hands? Shlomo HaMelech. The bowl, the basin to wash. So Shlomo here is saying, after all of my whole life, my wealth, you know what, the only thing that I have satisfaction in, it's my accomplishments in learning, in Torah. What does a person hear this? A Talmidei Chacham, what's their legacy? My Chidushei Torah. I spend my whole life, what do I have? Money? Money doesn't last. Parnasa, what do you have? Okay, you have your children. I mean, that's your biggest legacy. But what besides living your children, you're leaving over what? Your ma'asim you take with you to the next world. But even greater than your ma'asim tovim is your contribution to the world of Torah. What did Shlomo HaMelech contribute to the Olam HaTorah? The two takanas of Netilas Yodayim and Eruvei Techumen. You have a whole Masechta, not the whole Masechta that involves Eruvei Techumen, but it's a significant chunk of Masechta Erevin is the laws of Eruv. And Chazal give credit to Shlomo HaMelech. Netilas Yodayim and all of that, it encompasses and what it represents. All the Chelik of Torah was all Shlomo HaMelech's doing. And he's saying, that is what I take with me to that satisfaction is the only thing that I really take with me to the next world. My wealth is gone. My whatever will be. But this is my lasting legacy. This is how the Gro interprets the pasuk of the makel and the kodo.
That
he could not take away. You have a lot of these stories about in the Nazis and the Holocaust is that you can't take away the spirituality of a Jew. That you can't take away. And what you accomplish in learning is permanently part of your neshama. Shemar. That's what you're going to take away. Zeh hayechelki. The makel and the kois.
We also learn that a successful person rebounds from failure.
Okay, but that I don't think that idea is really.
Why not?
He didn't rebound.
Like Trump?
He was never
the same.
He wasn't the same.
Psychologically,
he came back.
Right. He had self-doubt.
she never had before.
Okay, now the Medrash interprets this on a much simpler level. On a much simpler level, it says that Shlomo HaMelech, during those 3 years, during the 3 years when he was deposed from his position, he walked around the streets of Yerushalayim trying to convince people that he is the Melech. So they say to him, yeah, you and all the other Meshugayim, right? You. So what do they do? So he got to a point, the Medrash says, it got to a point where people were so annoyed with him. Who is this Meshugayim? Every time he comes to Shul, and he demands he should get Shlishi, he demands he's the Melech. So they got so annoyed, they started to beat him up. They took a makel, and they started to whip him. And then they locked him up in the insane asylum, and they fed him a bowl of beans. So it says, Rava Shmuel, after all my accomplishments, I had nothing but the makel, not my makel. We always translate makel means his walking stick. It means their makel. They beat him up. And the bowl doesn't mean his bowl, it means the bowl they provide in the homeless shelter. As this is new, this Nebuch, what can we do from him? We'll give him at least a bowl of beans. It's a little bit of a twist, and that's what it says in the Tanchuma.
Yeah. Well, thousands of wives, all the gold is still being brought. All he got was a good.
Okay, let's go to the next one. We'll have to come back to this. I'm not sure. Let's see the Targum first. Targum Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Targum over here. Targum Pasuk Yud. V'chol ma devol minei rabboni Sanhedrin. So Targum obviously is elaborating very much the Sanhedrin. All of their requests. Shlomo Melech, what did he occupy himself most of the day? He was a dayan. All of the questions that were asked from him by the rabboni Sanhedrin, l'dako'o, ule sa'ovo, l'dako means to declare tohar. And ulis sa'ova means to declare tomei, lizaka'o, to declare innocent, ulichayova, to declare guilty. Lo chileisi minhon, I did not deny from them, peshar mi laya, the answer. I was the chief justice. Everyone came from me for a decision. Torah tomei chayiv pater, I gave them a decision. Vilo minais yos libi min kol chedvas oy roisa. I did not deny my heart from the joy of Torah. I studied every mikzaya of Torah. Arum havali penai delibi, because my heart was free. Arum because havali li penai delibi, my heart was free. Badach b'chokhmoso de isya havesli min kodom Hashem, because there was space in my heart to study the chokhmah that Hashem has given to me, more so yatir min kol enosha, more than every other man. Hashem gave me the gift of chokhmah. That was what he requested from him when he inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what Hashem granted. So he had a much more expansive heart for chokhmah than any other human being, and that's what he spent his time with. I rejoiced in Chochmah more than all of my amelos, my tircha. V'dein hava chula ki tov, and this was my good portion. My good portion is daman li that Hashem prepared to me l'kabbalah alohi, to accept agar shalim, complete reward la'olmod asay, in the next world mikol tarchusi, more than all of my work. So he's basically saying my toil. So basically what he's saying is that all of the amelus in the Torah, the simcha that he had in studying Torah and being a part of the Sanhedrin, passing chayiv pater, and tamei Torah, that was the ultimate joy. That joy he takes with him into the next world. Maybe
it's very good that he's saying that. All the years that I spent Dayanus, I didn't get anything out of it.
What do you mean to get out of it? The Chazal said that being a Dayan itself is Torah. Pasting Halacha is in the same Madrega as Talmud Torah. Discerning Halacha is the highest Madrega. Allah Suki Shmaitza, Aliba de Hilchasa.
So in all
That was the simcha. The simcha, the simcha of Torah was what the simcha was the true simcha. That's what I take with me to the next world. I think maybe that's what Rashi alludes to. Maybe Rashi, when it says V'yesh Pesh Medrash Agada, Kolinyin Bibote Midrashos V'Talmidim Bibote Kinesios, all of the things that I did not deny, I spent my time in the Bibote Midrashos with Talmidim Bibote Kinesios, and that was the simcha. The simcha was I produced Talmidim. The amelus of producing Talmidim is a very great simcha. You hear this from Chanuch, people who spend their whole life in Chinuch, they have tremendous satisfaction. Years later, they look at their Talmidim, and the Talmidim tell them that, you know, you made a big difference in our lives. You molded us, you shaped us. We all look back. We all look back in our own life. We look at the people who taught us, who are responsible for our upbringing, so we credit everything to them. So they have tremendous satisfaction. I didn't make a parnasa from this. I didn't make a lot of money from it. I didn't make any covet from this. But the fact that I know that I brought up a generation of Talmidim who were Yirei Mushleimim, there's no greater satisfaction. That is the greatest satisfaction a person can have in life. Producing Talmidim, producing children, producing Yirei Mushleimim. Okay, let's go quickly, one more pause very quickly. We'll just read the pause very quickly. Ufanisi ani b'chol ma'asai sh'asu yadai. I don't have time, just started. I turned. B'chol ma'asai sh'asu yadai u'be'emol sh'amalti la'asos all of my toil. V'inei ha'kol hevel u'usruach. Everything that I've done in my life is hevel, futility, or usruach, brings about a broken spirit. The ein yisron, there is no benefit, tachas hashamesh, for all matters that exist underneath the sun in this world. Let's see the mesudos. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ufanisi. Okay, let's see how the mitzvah be right. It's going to be kosher. Let's see how the mitzvah is going to learn this. Ufanisi achay asoisi es kolil. After I've done all of these things, ponisi ponai listakel ulhispoinen b'chol maasai. After I've done all of these things, going to them, it's going back to reflecting upon all of the pesukim until the two pasuk yud. We're really starting now a new section from aleph to pasuk yud. Shlomo HaMelech is describing all of his toil. He's describing how he accumulated wealth. And all of his deeds. Now I'm going to reflect. I'm going to turn. Panisi means I'm going to turn back and reflect upon my accomplishments. All of the deeds that I've toiled on. Fukaf al inyin b'milah shonas. Repetition. V'inei akol havel al ki loybo mehem to'eles nitzchi. The Mitzvah says there's no permanent accomplishment. All of my toil only has produced something temporary. Ur'us ruach, a broken spirit. Why is a broken spirit? Ki ba'asoisi kol eilu hoya haratzon sheyu masmidim. When I did all of these things, it was my goal that I should be permanent. I should have something forever. V'nishbar haratzon, my ratzon is broken. I come now at the end, I have a broken spirit, ki lo yicheinu, all of the toil is all gone. It's all for nothing, because it did not last. V'ein yisron, v'lo yesh yisron ba'advarim shehasakti b'zech oilam, b'mokom zrichas ha-shemesh, and there was no benefit to all of the work that I've toiled in this world. The kur tachas ha-shemesh is a code word for Oilam hazeh. Okay, let's see. Rashi pasuk Yud Aleph. Ufanisi ata. Now, with the words where Yartz mechaitzim is really going back on the pasuk later on. It's really going back before. Yartz mechaitzim ame oretz l'mlechas sodos chramim. Okay, we have to go back to that medrash maybe another point in time. Okay, that's going back on what it says in the previous sukkim and tying into the medrash that we're not familiar with. Pasuk Yud Aleph ufanisi ani. Ata now b'chol maasai v'roya ani she'ein yishon bohem. I see there was no benefit. Ki mikulam ani choser. All of the things that I worked are all disappeared. Let's see. The Targum will stop. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud from the Targum. V'istak halis ano. I took a good hard look. B'chol uvodai. All of the work. Da'avadu yudai. That my hands toiled. Uvitarchusi ditrachis lemebat. And all of my hard work. V'hokolo. Everything is havlu, is futile, usvirus rucha, and brings a broken spirit. Viles mosar behon techosh shemsha. Now here's where the Targum is coming to add new things, and there's no benefit in this world under the sun. Beolme hodein, in this world, Elohein. However, Elohein means but. Is li agar shalim al uvodai tovayo le'olmo de'osei. Okay, so he's calling, don't become an abikores from reading this pasuk. Even though it says there's no yisron tachas hashamesh, there's no benefit in this world. But there will be benefit in the next world for all of the ma'asim tovim, all of the good deeds, that there will be. It seems to be saying that even for the ma'asim tovim that a person does in this world, you're not going to, maybe seem to be saying is there's no reward. Is that what he means to say? The less mosar b'chon techosh ma'i b'om l'chodein. Maybe he's saying even all of the person's ma'asim tovim, all of your good deeds, don't have any expectation to receive reward in this world. The reward for ma'asim tovim is purely reserved for the next world. Maybe that's what he seems to be saying. Alright, we'll stop over here.